We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in fourth and final quarter here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you as always from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, Bleed Blue and White, Drink Blue and Light. We've saved maybe the best for last, Greg's best bets. Here's the, I believe, the third week we've been doing this, looking at five interesting betting lines from across the country, including the Penn State line, which you went a little different route with Penn State taking on Michigan this weekend. That's an 8-point spread that you are looking at the over under. So we'll look at that one plus four others here coming up. Well, let's just start right there. You're not looking at the point spread itself, Greg. You're looking at the under of 46.5 points. I'll be curious to see how that moves up or down as game time approaches, because, you know, I'm kind of with you. That seems like a lot of points to me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just don't. I think you had it 18-15. I had it in
it's
the
six field goals to five.
Yeah,
I prefer to put it that way.
Okay, six field goals to five. I had it in the low 40, think I was at 41 or in that ball, somewhere between high 30s.
27-14, I think, is what you
said.
Yeah,
so 41. Yeah. So I have plenty of coverage there under five. So I just don't see a lot of points in this game. We've seen the Penn State-Michigan matchup feature one team scoring a ton the last couple of years. I just don't know if I see that this time around. I just don't know if Penn State can do that if as expected, that they take Michigan takes away KJ Hamler and forces the ground game to get going. I can see this being a fast game for a national TV broadcast. I just can envision some three and outs coming down the road. I can envision a lot of punts. I can think Blake Gillikin's going to be a big part of this game again. So I think Penn State wins comfortably. I'm not sure I'd want to lay eight. I mean, even though my prediction indicates that I'd, you know, would think they're going to win by 13 or 14, but definitely the under in this game makes a lot of sense.
Well, and you have some side by side, and obviously, you know, college football has a way of surprising you, but this is a Michigan team that scored 10 points on this Iowa defense. They recorded 10 sacks on the Iowa offense. They really capitalized on that matchup in their favor. They played Iowa at home. Penn State did it on the road. Penn State beats Iowa 17-12. They really pressured Nate Stanley. I think they probably left some points on the field. More specifically, John O'Neill took some points off the field as he reviewed touchdown.
Right.
I think that there's a lot of evidence that suggests that this is going to flow just like Michigan-Iowa, just like Penn State-Iowa did. That's why I like something like, you know, I don't think they're actually going to kick six field goals to Michigan's five. It could happen that way. But
I could see it.
46.5 just feels like a lot. I think the But Vegas has a way of feeling these things before they happen. And maybe the feeling is that, you know, Penn State's offense will find another level playing in front of their home crowd, playing in a game of this magnitude. The whiteout will kind of, you know, lift everybody up. Maybe they think that Michigan has been sitting on their best offensive performance all year long. Maybe they think they're capable of a lot more. But to me, I mean, it looks like the two best units that are going to be on the field are Penn State's defense and Michigan's defense, and I think probably in that order. The offenses are just going to try to capitalize on field position, win the field position battle you mentioned with Blake Gillikin. It just feels like a game that's going to go just like Iowa did, which of course says that it's not going to go any way like Iowa did. But 46.5, I don't care who you are, that sounds like a lot of points.
Yeah, it just does. It just feels like, again, a game where it's more – it's not quite the rock fight that Penn State-Iowa turned into, but it's close.
So the next one on your list is this Pitt team that lost 17-10 at Beaver Stadium a few weeks ago. They've gone on to win three straight and have made it probably more interesting than they should have in all those games. They obviously a big win at home against UCF, who was ranked number 15 at the time. They beat Delaware 17-14. They give up a big lead on the road against Duke and win 33-30, all of which points in the direction of the point spread itself, which as we sit here now, They're getting 3 points on the road against Syracuse. I think anytime you're trying to bet on this Pitt Panthers team with a point spread of 3, this is dangerous terrain.
Yeah, either so way, I actually sent you the wrong line. So it's Pitt minus 3 at Syracuse, not plus 3.
I sent you the wrong line. Pitt minus 3, I feel the same way about it.
This is more of a play against Syracuse than it is a fact. It's not. I don't feel great about Pittsburgh. I just think Syracuse is awful. I think the quarterback there was this, you know, Eric Dungy was billed as a hero, a savior, and it just hasn't really worked out that way. And Pitt, for the flaws that it has, you know, Kenny Pickett is a pretty good quarterback. You know, I think he showed a lot of good things against Penn State. So I know we trashed him a lot back then, but, you know, he has some traits that work. So I just like Pitt to go on the road, win this game. I think Pat Narduzzi's been pretty good. I don't know if profitable, but pretty good backing him in situations like this where they go on the road as a favorite in the middle of the season once they get some things going on both offense and defense. So it's not a play I'm in love with, but it's, again, more of a chance to go against a Syracuse side that just isn't very good.
Remember, I mean, this is a team that gave up 63 points to Maryland. And I know Maryland has evolved for the worse since then. But Syracuse, I think, again, just like Michigan, expectations were probably a little out of control to start the year. And they've come into focus a bit more. Betting on Pitt, though, that is not for the faint of heart. So good for you. That is a game 100% I would avoid. This one hits home a little bit when you're talking about the last two opponents that Penn State has played. Purdue getting 17 points on the road at Iowa. That is a lot of points.
Did you happen to see what old Jack Plummer did? He was the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. He had 3 touchdowns, a pretty darn good stat line that I don't have in front of me at the moment. But, I mean, he was solid. And I think that guy, when he's not running for his life, is actually pretty good. And I know that Iowa with Epinesa and some of these other guys will pressure Purdue, and Penn State, you know, bullied their offensive line. So I understand why the spread is what it is from that perspective, but did we watch the same Iowa team on Saturday night as the oddsmakers? Because I just don't right now think Iowa's 17 points better than a lot of teams in the Big Ten, and Purdue's one of them. I mean, I know that if Rondell Moore and Elijah Sindelar were playing, it'd probably be Iowa minus 4, Iowa minus 5. And you're telling me both of those guys are worth 12 points to the point spread? I just don't know if I buy that. Iowa's missing some guys that I don't think are going to be back. This is a noon start at Kinnick Stadium against Purdue. It just has all the makings of a sleepy 14-point home win for Iowa that is never in doubt, yet never put away until the final horn.
I'm a little conflicted. The first thought that comes to mind, obviously a lot of points. 17 points. That means Iowa has to score 17 points.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm ready to bet on that. But it also to me, Purdue has struggled to defend the pass. And I don't know if they're capable. If you're looking at the interior of that Iowa offensive line as a big weakness, is Purdue really equipped to capitalize on that weakness? You know, there's an easy way to bring out good Nate Stanley for the better part of 4 quarters.
Sure.
And that's to give a lot of wide open passing lanes. I worry that that's going to happen. I know Purdue's got a little bit of momentum, and Iowa doesn't have a lot of momentum, you know, coming off games against Michigan and against Penn State. But I think you're looking at two elite caliber defenses that Iowa struggled to score points on. Purdue does not fit in that category. Now, can Purdue move the ball against this Iowa defense, you know, at Kinnick Stadium? Boy, that's a tricky line. I think it's a lot of points, and if I were so inclined, I would probably bet on Purdue getting the points. But I think the odds makers might be onto something here. Yeah. I think there might be some danger here with Iowa, breaking back out after 2 games against strong defenses.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. I don't think Iowa is in a place right now on offense where the back door will be open the whole time. I just think after what we saw Penn State do to them, I think Purdue can do 25% of what Penn State did. And I think that's going to be enough to keep them inside of the number for 4 quarters.
I think if Purdue can find a way to score 10 or 13 points, this should be This should be a pretty easy line to cover there. So we'll see. How about Minnesota giving 29 at Rutgers?
I don't know how anybody – there's not enough –
I couldn't even get through that before you were just jumping all over yourself to speak. You feel strongly about it.
That team should be annexed from college football and the FBS level. I don't know what to say about it at this point. It's probably too high of a number, quite frankly, but – Rutgers is so bad that I just don't know how you could ever back them at this point after seeing some of the performance that they've turned in. The defense looks worse now that Chris Hatch is gone. That was not supposed to be what happened when they fired him. They literally are changing offenses in the middle of the season. They're going more to a spread now with this Campanello guy, and you know,
what could go wrong there?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do that.
I mean, every team changes their identity at least 3 to 4 times per year.
I agree with Penn State to not go under center because they don't practice it. Rutgers is changing its whole offense in the middle of the season with hardly practicing it.
Just
so.
Bring in a brand new team, too. Just bring in new guys.
Well, I mean, that's the other problem, too. I don't know. I was read Steve Politi's column for the Star Ledger about fixing that, and he was saying recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. It is going to take years of recruiting to get that place even slightly on the uptick. So I'd like to go first, lay the points, hope for the best, and maybe this time next year, Joe Moorhead will be leading that school.
Is there a more sorry position to be in as a gambling guy, a wagering guy, than hoping that Rutgers holds on?
Right, yeah.
That is, I mean, why would you put yourself
so
in that spot?
97% of the bets last weekend were on Indiana when Indiana blew out Rutgers at Memorial Stadium. I have to think the 3% of the money that came in were people that were in that boat and just thought, well, let's see what happens. Maybe they can find a way to keep it close, and they did not.
Or maybe it's somebody who's saying, like, you know what? I never want to bet on a football game again. This will be a good way to cleanse this out of me. Yeah. is to bet on Rutgers.
Right.
One more game. Georgia giving 24 to a Kentucky team that started Lynn Bowden at quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea that was even a thing.
I don't really understand what Kentucky is.
He looked pretty good, though. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. He did. Absolutely did. I don't understand what Kentucky is doing with its offense and with its quarterback situation.
You know, you know who else doesn't?
Right.
Kentucky.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Good point. And the other thing is I like the spots where you get a team who has a puzzling loss and people are down on him and yada, yada, yada. And that's Georgia after that wonderful performance against South Carolina. So Kentucky's confusion on offense, Georgia to bounce back after a terrible, terrible, terrible loss at home. I think they probably win this game by 4 touchdowns minimum.
I would tend to agree about getting Georgia in this spot. The road to number 5 in the college football playoff rankings and another season-ending controversy starts right here at home against Kentucky. I think Georgia, you know, I'm pretty tempted by that point spread myself. So that's Greg's best bets. We haven't been doing a very good job keeping track of your record, but we'll just assume you went 5-0 last week. We'll play that. We'll take that to the
2-3 or 3-2. I can't remember
That's going to play out each week.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning in. And you can always check us out on the Keystone Sports app. Check us out also on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and we'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent. or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.